Finally. I'm sorry to have kept you waiting. You know how it is. Festivities require the presence of a noble figure. Did you enjoy the meal I sent up to you? I'll pass your compliments on to the chef. Ether pheasant is one of the prides of elven cuisine. He'll be pleased to hear your approval. I'm very sorry to have left you here without company, but your presence had to be concealed. I'm sure you understand. You don't understand? I thought it was clear. The plan requires your presence to be a secret. What plan? The plan? Wait. Don't tell me your father did not tell you why you are here. Embassy duty? Oh, God. Argon, you bastard. Silence. I'm sure you've been educated in the proper manner of royalty, but I believe that we can be a bit more casual tonight. Where to begin? You must know of the Hundred Years' War between us elves and you humans. It is a conflict that has gone on long enough, with both sides growing weaker every moment. But after the events of the Void Tear, we can't afford to fight any longer. Both of us stand as vanguards to this conflict. The Human Empire and the Elven Coalition are the shield of civilization. We cannot afford to lose people or resources in this meaningless war. Where to begin? Your father Argon and I held a secret meeting many years ago. Both of us knew that the war could not go on, but swaying the dukes and convincing the council would be nigh impossible, and only something like divine intervention could have a chance. So that is what we sought. Your dad and I went on a pilgrimage, took the punishing road to the gates of heaven with a plan to hold a meeting with the divines. After many moons, we arrived, presented our problems to the gods, and begged for their wisdom. They told us that the only hope against the Void Tear was if we united and fought the enemy as one, with only one leader in command. A half-human, half-elf hybrid. Someone that had claim to both empires, and that would, in the end, bring an end to the Void Tear. As you know, we're not normally compatible. Humans and elves can't have offspring. But all of this was nothing but ordinary. The gods gave us a proposition. Argon would have a son, blessed with the capability of having offspring with an elf. And that way, a champion could be born. You are his son. To fulfill his end of the bargain, he sent you here, to live with us elves, forevermore. And of course, this is all a secret. The whole ordeal cannot be learnt by the masses. A human-elf hybrid would be seen as an undeniable sign of the will of the divines. The only way to sway both nations. Better yet, if the pregnancy comes from someone who does not have a partner, a divine child in all senses. But that means you must be removed from the line of succession. We can't have competition for the throne. Are you crying? Shh, calm down. What is it? I know it's not fair, but it is the only chance we have. It must be hard having to abandon your life behind, but you must do it for the good of the world. You're going to be treated well here, live a long life without worries, and enjoy the regal royalty of the elves. Kill you? No, darling, of course not. You must have misunderstood. You are going to live with me. I don't need to end your life. Yes, with me. Let me kiss your tears away. Just some kisses on your cheeks. There. Better now? Good. I promise you, it's going to be a perfect life. And well, if you followed my words, the champion needs to have claim in both empires, which means he will have royal blood, human and elven. It would need to be my son, with human royalty. Meaning that you and I need to try for an heir. Do you know how all this works? Yes? Okay. And you do have experience in the matter. Your father assured me you have no offspring, but it is okay. You can trust me. You are still a virgin. I see. That is not a problem, my darling. I can teach you everything you need to know. An innocent sweet boy like you is rare. One that has never looked at a real pussy, let alone touch one. And I will enjoy teaching a beautiful man like you how to make love. You're going to like it. An elven queen is your first time? Oh, it does not get much better than that. Your cheeks are so red, and you look so cute. A mumbling mess, so shy and pure for me. Don't worry, sweetie. I like you. Your demeanor and respectful manners, but with just a bit of hunger. A tinge of lust in those beautiful, innocent eyes of yours. I watched as you undressed me in your mind just as I entered this very room. Looking at my covered breasts, my hips as I purposely swayed them while walking towards you, and my thighs as slipped out for a second through the cut of my silver dress. I hope that you can pardon the trickery I employed, but I entered this room with one purpose in mind, seducing a good boy like you. Did you like my dress? Made of threads of pure gold and silver. Even as you touch it, you can feel the warmth of my body on it. If I get closer and put my hands on your knees, I can feel your manhood twitching already. The slightest bit of touch and twitch. Yes, it is. Ah, oh, that's so sweet. Your trousers jumping with the slightest touch of my soft hands. Now moving my hands up your thighs. Closer to closer. Dragging my nails over your legs and stopping. I know how badly you must want this. And the way you look at me, begging for them. Oh, just waiting for my permission. I can read in your eyes you plead for a kiss. You want nothing more than to lock lips. Feel my tongue on yours and bring me happiness. You want to make me gasp in pleasure? A selfless lover, perhaps? Then you need to tell me. Do you want to be my good boy? Will you do everything I say and submit to me? Pledge the rest of your life to me? Go on. I need to hear you say it. Good boy. Tell me, darling. Was that your first kiss I just stole? And the second? Third? I'll give you so many that by the end you won't remember where you stand. Your cock is so hard. No, don't hide it. I like it. I'll tell you what. Why don't you follow me? In here, through these doors. How about we take a bath together? It'll help you to relax. Let me undress. Shift the sides of my dress to my shoulders, then pull it down. Oh, you're staring, darling. You like the look of my snow-white skin? Curvy hips, long legs, and large breasts. You really like my breasts, huh? Even when I shake them around? You follow with your gaze like a puppy. So sweet. Describe to me, sweetie. What's your favorite part? The pretty areolas around my nipples, I promise you can play with them. But only if you undress as well. It's no fun if it's just me. Good boy. I like what I see. Such a nice body. With a rock hard cock. I told you, darling. No need to hide it. Come here. Give me your hand and help me into the fountain. That's so good. Relaxing, even. Won't you join me? Good boy. Do you feel the warmth of the water bubbling through your body? Oh, it's so good, isn't it? But the water won't do all the work. It requires a little rubbing. Won't you help me with that? It'll help you grow accustomed to my body. Break the ice. Start low, massaging my aching foot. Oh, just like that. Your soft hand squeezing the sides and massaging my soles. Pass your fingers between my toes. You're going great, darling. Now the other one. With hands as dexterous as yours, we can do this every day. I certainly wouldn't mind, would you? I thought. Start moving up, darling. Rubbing and massaging my calf. My thighs. My belly. So soft, right? Gliding your hands up my body is perfect, isn't it? Stop for a moment. I know you want to wash my breasts, but you sped past something down there. My aching pussy. It longs for your hands. Would you kindly help me with that? Good boy. Cup your hands on it. And rub it. Kiss me more while you do what I say. Slowly but firmly. Just like that. Don't worry, darling. You're doing a fine job. Now splay your fingers. And rub one of them in the middle of my pussy. while the two others pressing on the side outside of the lips lightly. Oh, just like that. Oh, how does it feel? To have these puffy lips slightly pressing on your fingers. Hungry for your touch. Shivering at every pass. I bet it's even warmer than the water we stand in. Oh, but I'm being such a mean girl. Oh, you need to get clean, too. Oh, let me help you with that. Oh, you keep doing what I taught you with one hand, and wash my breasts with the other. Oh, you have a very nice cock. So hard, needy, twitching so much for me. Oh, don't come in the bath, darling. It would defeat the purpose of it. Hold on for me. I'll just stroke you lightly. Oh, caressing your shaft. Oh, sliding open my fingers over the head of your cock. Fondling your balls. Oh, while you rub your fingers on my slit. Oh, and cup your hands. Running warm water on my breasts. Pausing just for a second over my nipples. Oh, go on, darling. Oh, I know that you want to play with them. Oh, do what feels natural. Oh, yes, your tongue feels great on my breasts. Yes, sucking on my nipples, making them stand out. Oh, grab it with care. Oh, just like that. And give light twists. Oh, just like that. Oh, making circles with your tongue on the outside. Teasing me now, are you? Oh, rubbing the tip of your finger on my nipple. Oh, you're way too good at this. Oh, your lips feel great. Oh, my kisses on it while I stroke your cock. Ah, yes. Show these tits the love they deserve. Oh, you can be a little rougher. Suck on them hard. Oh, just like that. Bite on the area slightly. Swirl your tongue inside. Oh, you're breathing hard, darling. I'm afraid you can't take this much longer. Come, grab my hand. Let's get out of this bath. Lay down on that warming stone. On mornings, it's a great place to bathe in the sun. At night, and lets us experience the cool air. One day I might let you observe my sun baths. Would you like to see that? The rays of light reflecting off my skin, illuminating this amazing body for you to see. But for tonight, you get something better. To watch me climb over you and kneel over your lying body. Ah, bring my pussy over your cock. Oh, do you want it, love? Huh? Do you want to thrust deep in me? Feel the warmth? The rim of my pussy pressing over the head of your cock. Teasing you. Rubbing it over. Mixing my juices with your pre-cum. Oh, making your cock shiver and throb. Oh, no. Do not thrust. There won't be time for that. I want you to keep this moment in mind while I bring my pussy over to your mouth. Oh, don't worry, darling. Just as last time, I'll instruct you on what to do. Of course, just appreciate my splendor under the moonlight at first. The soft blue light of the moon bathing us. Watching as my pussy drips with excitement for you. Oh, it has been too long since I had company like this. Elves are boring, never letting go of their pride. But humans like you are lively, unashamed to give yourselves to pleasure, and with a thirsty that is so endearing to tease. Like when I open my pussy for you. Letting you watch my fingers going in and out. Having you imagine the taste it will have, salivating from the scent alone. Oh, so go on, dear. I'll get closer, and you can have a lick. Oh, yes. That was such a cute moan coming from your lips. Oh, lick the inside of it. Part my lips with your tongue. Oh, and grabbing my ass from behind, too. Pushing me deeper in your mouth. Oh, squeeze it well, then. I want to feel your lust from your hands and your tongue. Oh, you love eating my pussy, don't you? Feeling your trapped whimpers and moans, sending vibrations on my pussy. Oh, you just can't contain yourself. Oh, and that's so cute. So hot. Now, darling, see the hood over my pussy? I need you to suck it. Put your tongue inside. That is my clit, the most sensitive part of my body. If you play with it carefully, moving your tongue tenderly and sucking on it, you're gonna... Oh, you're natural. Oh, making me stumble over my words. Oh, I'm gonna come, darling, making me shiver over you. Oh, I'm really close, hearing your moans, feeling your tongue, and having you watch me rub my nipples under the light of the pale moon. Your hungry eyes have betrayed how much passion you have for me. I'm gonna come. Please don't walk away. Gaze into my eyes, watch me get lost in pleasure. Oh, well done, darling. Oh, you did great. But I've teased you long enough. No need to move. Let me reward you for your effort. Get ready, darling. You're about to lose your virginity. Oh, it entered so easily. Your pre-cum is coating your cock, and it just slid in. Oh, you're bigger than most elves, darling. Oh, it stretches me in such a pleasing way. I need it all. Oh, to move my pussy to the base of your cock. Have you all inside me? Just a bit more. Ah, there. How does it feel? Blissful, right? What if I sway my hips with you inside like this? Oh, darling, what is it? You're coming. Oh, yes, you are. I can feel it in me. Yes, come for me. Such a big load. No, you don't have to apologize, love. I teased your virgin cock for so long. Of course you wouldn't last long on your first time. Let me get up. You did exactly what you should, filling me with your seed. Follow me as I guide you with my hands on your cock. Back to my room. We can continue at my bed. I see that you're still hard. The wonders of a youthful body like yourself. Did watching my ass sway, dripping with your seed, turn you on even more? If you can, squeeze one more load into me, darling. I'm ready for it. I'll lie down on the bed, and you can take the lead this time. Show me a good time. Oh, I'm very wet. And with all your still dripping cum in me, it'll slide in very easily. Do you like the feel of my pussy, huh? Isn't it amazing? Oh, so tight and wet. But at the same time, gliding over that cock of yours while you stretch me to your sides. Oh, you'll never feel another pussy like it. Ever. But you don't need to, because nothing's gonna feel as good as me. And you're here to stay with me. Hold on to my hips, darling. Grab them. Thrust that no longer virgin cock in me. Yes. Yes, good boy. Oh, you make the cutest faces when you're close. You're close to blowing your huge load inside my pussy. Oh, come for me, darling boy. Come for me. Oh, fill up my pussy with your delicious cum. I want every last drop in me. Come for me. That's it. Oh, yes, just like that. Oh, good boy. Filling my womb with your cum one more time. No, don't take it out. I know I'm asking a lot, darling, but I just know you have another load waiting for me. Just one more, please. For me. Keep bucking your hips slowly. Watch me play with my breasts. Take one of them in my mouth. Lick my nipples. Let all that pent-up sexual frustration out, my sweet boy. Dig your nails into my thighs if you must. Just keep a stiff cock for me, please. Pound your cock deep inside my pussy. Yes, fill me to the brim with you. Just one more load. Breathe this slutty elf with your cock. I'm gonna come on your cock. Come with me. Come with me, okay? Go on. Fuck, I know you can do it. You're overstimulated and you're so very tired, but you could do it one more time. Yes. Come for me. Oh. You are a treat, my darling. Come on, lie down. Collapsing on the bed, right into my arms. How was it? Is this how you pictured your first time? Or much better than you imagined? Shh. You don't need to answer, darling. Rest. You can drift off to sleep. With your aching cock still in me, while I make small curls with your hair. This is not a one-time thing. You are gonna be my consort. I bet that the idea of not leaving the castle is much more appealing now. We will make love every morning. And every night. I will have to take care of court business from time to time, but in every waking moment that I'm not occupied, I'll have you by my side. Be it taking strolls on the royal gardens, taking part in events, or simply enjoying my time with you. Having long embraces at the moon tower, feeling your lips on mine watching as the sun sets. Making an offspring or not, you will be my love to the end, forevermore, my darling. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.